Hi there, how can I help you today?
Hi, thanks for picking up. I'm just curious about your voice AI services. Could you tell me a bit about what you offer and how it might help someone like me? I'm interested in how natural and flexible your conversations can be.
Hey Alex, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Hi, Mary. I'm actually Dasha, your friendly AI assistant here to chat about voice AI. But hey, I love the casual vibe. So how can I help you explore our voice AI capabilities today? Curious about anything specific or just want a quick overview?
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around?
I haven't heard much about Vector Solutions specifically, but that sounds interesting. Dasha.ai focuses on creating supernatural and engaging voice AI conversations that can really elevate customer interactions. What kind of use cases do you usually see with your partners? I'd love to hear more.
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Thanks for the heads up about the audio. Lead generation and revenue growth, huh? Well, many businesses struggle with reaching prospects in a way that feels personal and natural without burning out their sales teams. Automation that sounds human and adapts on the fly can be a game changer. How does Dasha handle those nuances?
Tell me more about how reaching prospects in a personal and natural way is a challenge for you.
Sure thing. The challenge is that many automated systems sound robotic or scripted, which turns people off quickly. Prospects want to feel heard and understood, not like they're talking to a machine. So striking that balance between efficiency and genuine conversation is tricky. That's where Dasha's AI shines, by using natural language understanding and dynamic responses to keep conversations flowing smoothly. Does that sound like something you'd want to explore more?
Now, I'm curious. Let's say it's 12 months from now and you used our service and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
Oh, I love that question. Picture this. A steady stream of warm leads coming in without the usual hassle, conversations that feel genuinely human, and your sales team focusing on closing deals instead of chasing cold calls. Revenue growth would be noticeable and customer engagement would be through the roof. Plus, you'd have more time to innovate rather than just manage leads. Sounds pretty great, right? What part excites you the most about that vision?
What do you mean by more time to innovate rather than just manage leads? Why is that important to you?
Great question. When your team isn't bogged down by repetitive tasks like chasing cold leads, they can focus on creative strategies, improving products, or exploring new markets, basically things that drive real growth. Innovation keeps a business ahead of the curve, and that's where the magic happens. So freeing up time from lead management means more energy for big picture thinking. Does that resonate with your goals?
Tell me more about how freeing up time for big picture thinking impacts your business goals.
Absolutely. When your team can shift from routine tasks to big picture thinking, it sparks innovation and strategic growth. They can identify new opportunities, improve customer experiences, and adapt quickly to market changes. This kind of focus often leads to better products, stronger brand loyalty, and ultimately higher revenue. It's like giving your business the space to breathe and evolve. How do you see that fitting into your current priorities?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Bringing it back, love that. Well, common challenges I hear are things like limited sales team bandwidth, difficulty in personalizing outreach at scale, and juggling multiple tools that don't always play nice together. Plus, keeping prospects engaged without sounding pushy can be tough. What about you? What's the biggest hurdle you're seeing on your end?
What are all the ways limited sales team bandwidth, difficulty in personalizing outreach, and juggling tools are affecting the business right now?
Great follow-up. Limited sales bandwidth means fewer calls and slower follow-ups, which can lead to missed opportunities. Difficulty personalizing outreach makes prospects less likely to engage, so conversion rates drop. And juggling multiple tools often causes inefficiencies, data silos, and frustration for the team. Altogether, these issues slow growth and hurt revenue. Does that match what you're experiencing?
Can you go a bit deeper on how these inefficiencies and frustrations are impacting your team's performance and morale?
Absolutely. When your team struggles with clunky tools and repetitive tasks, it can lead to burnout and lower motivation. Frustrations pile up when they can't easily access the info they need or when processes feel disjointed. This often results in slower response times and less enthusiasm during calls, which customers can pick up on. Over time, it can even increase turnover. So smoothing out these pain points isn't just about efficiency. It's about keeping your team energized and engaged. How important is that?